Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Sadly, each year there are orphaned bear cubs in Utah. Some lose their mothers to forest fires, while others are orphaned by vehicle-bear collisions or other human-related conflicts. If the orphaned cubs are too young to survive on their own, and the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources finds them before they perish, they can be rehabilitated and have a good chance of surviving. With the help of USU's Dr. Julie Young, a U.S. Department of Agriculture wildlife biologist and associate professor in the Quinney College of Natural Resources, who has expertise in managing carnivores in captivity, DWR was able to help build appropriate enclosures for the rehabilitation of the cubs. Young helped build these temporary homes at the USDA National Wildlife Research Center's Predator Research Facility in Millville, Utah. To ensure the enclosures met the basic needs of cubs, the researchers contacted approximately a dozen rehab facilities around the U.S. and Canada to find out how to rehab bears. Interestingly, there were large differences in responses. According to Young, a few consistent traits did emerge. Bears get easily bored. They like to play and investigate everything. So we made sure the pens had lots of enrichment items and activities, and everything was extremely sturdy since the bears were very strong, even as babies. Because they were being released back into the wild, we wanted to do as much as we could to give them natural surroundings like logs, twigs, etc. We scattered nuts and berries around so the cubs could learn to forage. One fun thing about bears is they love water. The cubs spend a lot of time in their huge tubs or playing in the water fountain meant for drinking. Dr. Young's graduate student, Peter Myers, recently completed a study of the orphan cub rehabilitation, which contributed to DWR's bear management plan to maintain a healthy bear population while considering human safety. Myers began his work in the summer of 2014 when DWR brought six orphaned cubs to the Millville Bear Rehabilitation Site. Throughout the rehabilitation, there was very little human contact to ensure the bears did not become familiar with humans. At feeding time, they fed the cubs from behind a blind or put them in one pen, while they clinged and left food in the other. The researchers never went in the same pen as the cubs. Myers' research was unique. In addition to their regular food and development regimens, the cubs went through numerous behavioral tests to determine if they were bold, shy, or somewhere in between. Once Myers classified the bears, and the bears were old enough, the research team released the young bears to remote locations throughout Utah. Myers monitored the bears throughout 2015 until they emerged from their dens in the spring of 2016. The bears were fitted with expandable GPS collars, so they would grow with the cubs. Myers and Young were pleased to see that even though the cubs had been in close proximity to the smell of humans for many months, neither the bold nor the shy bears sought humans once they were released. They all had healthy responses to their natural habitat and behaved much like young bears not orphaned. They searched for dens almost immediately and remained in the remote locations. Although this is a small study, the initial results show that orphan cubs, whether shy or bold, will likely avoid humans and retain their natural instincts if properly rehabilitated. This may be a useful management practice for restoring bears where populations are dwindling and habitat is ideal. This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.